I know what you're thinking. You think this is a game, a pleasant distraction, just a bit of harmless fun to pass the time. You're playing, and I have to remind myself that I should be too. Because this, whatever this is between us, it's more than a friendship, but also somehow less. I forget sometimes. I have to force myself to remember. I have to bite my tongue hard not to say the first things that leap to mind. I have to have a stern conversation with myself before I respond to you. Because some of the things you say have weight. They mean something. At least, to me they do. But you're only playing. You think it's a game. If you only knew. I wonder what you'd think if you knew how you affect me sometimes. If you knew how much I want to climb into your lap and kiss you breathless, one hand on your face and the other in your hair. How I want you to rest your head against my chest and let me hold you when you've had a bad day. And then there are times I want to put a collar around your neck and pull you down by the loop until you're kneeling, slap you across the face hard enough to turn your head just once for your insolence. How dare you be so casual about this? How dare you say that I own you, then not give me all of yourself? I take care of my things. If you belong to me, then let me take care of you. You'll never say it, but I know what you want. You keep trying to goad me into it when all you really need to do is ask. How often have you thought about it? Imagine me taking you to task with my crop or a belt. I'd make a latticework of your back if you asked. If you told me why you want it. Can you feel it? That sharp pain when the leather meets skin? Then the sting that gives way to tingling. The warm rush of blood flooding to the surface. I'll always give you what you need, sweet boy. I want to tie you down. And I mean really do it with actual hardware that you can't get out of. Then kiss and bite down your neck. I want to run one fingertip up and down the underside of your cock. Over and over and over until you're hard enough to pound nails. And that pre-cum oozing from the head. I want to gather it up with my thumb and then lick it clean. And sit back, spread my legs so you can see how wet I am, and let you watch me play with myself. I want to see the desire on your face and watch you struggle fruitlessly against your bonds. I want to hear you beg. Because you want a taste, don't you? You see my fingers plunging into my soaking pussy, and you want to chase them with your tongue. Tell me. Use your words and tell me what you want. Tell me why you want it. Convince me that you deserve it, and I'll let you suck the juice from my fingers. Oh, wouldn't you like that? I know you would. All right, then. Show me what you can do with that clever tongue. Oh, you want it bad, don't you? You're trying so hard. Would you like me to untie you? Do you want to touch me? Then say it, and don't forget the magic word. You know I love it when you say please. And I'm not letting you free until I'm satisfied with your begging. Because I know as soon as I let you go, you're going to have your hands all over me, cupping my breasts, skating across my ribs, skimming down my sides and around to grip my ass. You've been very clear about how much you like my ass. Do you promise to do as you're told? Swear it, and I'll take off these cuffs. I know you're a man of your word. You'd never break a promise. Yes? Okay. There. You can touch all you want. Just kiss me. Kiss me like you mean it. Like you need it. Like we're not just bodies pressed together. It's stupid and selfish and sentimental. But when you're kissing my neck and across my chest, I want to feel like something precious, treasured, not just convenient. I'm so very, very weary of being convenient. So I hope you'll forgive me if I make you work for it. Make you crawl between my legs, your shoulders pressing against my thighs. Feel your left hand gripping my hip, and as the fingers of your right hand tangle with mine, my other hand in your hair like a benediction, as your tongue spells out all the filthy things you want to do. There's a promise in your eyes when you look up at me. I'll have it from your lips aloud before tonight is over, but but for now I'm going to come on your tongue, gasping and shuddering and grinding against your face as you devour me. And then, as I'm catching my breath, you work your way back up, leaving a trail of kisses in your wake. You're propped up on your elbows over me, your throbbing cock trapped between us, and I taste myself on your lips when I pull you in for a kiss. You're so incredibly hard, and there's so much pre-cum. I want you to work the head in, slow, and then stop. Not a millimeter more. Because you talk a lot of shit, but it's still bigger than I'm accustomed to. And for all your violent imagery, I know you don't actually want to hurt me. Oh, it feels so good. The head of your cock splitting me open like this. I can't help but to rock my hips a little and clench around you until you curse. Could you handle it if I scratched my nails down your abused back, do you think? Could you stay still through that? There's a reward in it for you if you can. I'll just wrap my arms around you and set my nails against your back and just drag them across your sensitive skin. Oh, I know it hurts, baby. But it feels good too, doesn't it? It's time for your reward. I want you to slide your thick, aching cock into me, inch by inch, all the way to the hilt. You can even grab me by the shoulder or hip, pull me down onto you to make sure you get all the way inside. Oh. Is that what you needed? To feel me surround you, hot and wet and tight. Stretched wide around you like this. Oh, and you can move now. I know you're just dying to feel that delicious friction, to give me long, slow, powerful thrusts. To hear my breath catch when you hit just the right angle. Oh, to feel my wetness drip down your balls. I know you want me to come on your cock. Oh, and I will. But first, I need you to tell me. Speak. That promise in your eyes. I told you I'd have it from your lips before the night is through. Didn't you believe me? I'm not so foolish as to think you're going to pledge your undying love, and I don't want you to promise me the world. Whatever it is, I just want you to mean it. You can give me that, can't you? Whisper it in my ear, like a secret just for me. And just like that, I'm coming on your cock. Clenching around you like a vise as I ride the waves of pleasure rolling through me. Oh. You're so close, aren't you? I want to see you, hear you, feel you come undone. Your balls deep. Giving it to me harder, faster. God, I want it. I want it all. I want you to give me everything. Here, I'll even count you down. Five. Are you ready, handsome? Four. You're gonna pump me so full of your cum that we make a mess of the sheets. Oh. Three. Love it when you fuck me like this. Desperate and primal. Two. You've been so perfectly obedient for me. One, come for me, pet, right now. Yes, just like that. every last drop. If this were real, we'd have an open discussion about our wants, our needs, our kinks and hard limits. There would be actual punishment for misbehavior and actual rewards. But you think this is a game. So I push down my frustration. I tease and make playful suggestions and gentle requests. I cage the greedy, selfish side of me that demands compliance, and I let it starve. It's strange what desire will make foolish people do.